I'm Judy McCollum, and this is the Navigators Laborers Conference in Bermuda. Is that right? Thank you. What I'm going to be talking about this afternoon for the time we have is, it's going to be kind of a piggyback. Do you know what it is to piggyback? To ride upon somebody else's back. Somebody jumps up on your back and you carry them around. In a way, that's what I'm going to be talking about, because Miss Eleanor has already discussed some of your honoring God with speech, and I am just going to reiterate it, maybe bring in some different verses, and just help the people sink in a little bit more. We know that you ladies have been saturated with information, and some of it will rub off, some of it will just run off because you are so saturated, but maybe a little bit more will sink in. So if we may start with prayer. Let us pray. Father God, we ask that you be with us today and guide us and lead us down the path of righteousness. Please direct my words and sanctify us in your truth, for your word is truth. The subject we are studying today can be difficult, so I ask that you gently pierce each woman's heart to hear and learn exactly what you desire her to learn. In Jesus' name, amen. There are many different types of verbal misuse or abuse, but no matter which type we talk about, it is the devil's work, because the devil wants to divide and conquer. He wants to divide man from God, and he wants to divide husband from wife, friend from friend. He wants divide. He wants us not to have healthy relationships. And he uses our words, which are piercing arrows, to do that. In America, a lot of times we call gossip malicious gossip. And the definition of malicious is diabolical. And in English, it's diabolical. And 34 times in the New Testament, it is the name given to the devil. There is gossip, slander, malicious gossip, backbiting, that's just nipping at somebody constantly, lying, defamation of character. Do you understand if there's any words that you do not understand, that you're ruining your character. You're trying to make them look less than they are. Evil speech, detraction, that means lessening one's character by insults, accusations. A busybody. So many of you know a busybody is someone that just has nothing to do but sit there and talk to somebody else and trying to get in everybody else's business. Evil whispering, or dissimulation. And I believe that this is one thing that we use and we're really not aware that it is. Abuse. And it's faking or twisting the truth. Say you have an appointment at school. You've got a class that's going to start at 1 o'clock. And you're busy talking on your phone. And all at once you realize, I'm going to be late. So as you're going there, though, the traffic is really bad. So that makes you that much later. So what do you tell your professor? You're late because of what? the traffic. When in actuality, you're late because you were on the phone and you should have left earlier. See how easy it is to fall into that deception. And we have to be very careful. And that is why we need God to direct us. I'm going to give verses again. And so if when you read them, if you please just stand and read them loudly as I'm reading. Numbers 14:36 through 38. Proverbs 18:21. Psalms 15:1-3. And Psalms 101:7. So we will start with 101:7. All right, let's see what God says in You can think in your mind, think of maybe around 10 things that would describe you. We'll just take a few. If you want to write a few down, that's fine. But just think of several things that you can think in your mind that describe you to yourself.
He said, how many times can I forgive my brother? I said, when he answered his own question, he said, 7 times? Peter probably thought, well,
now, of those, how many of them give you love and encourage and praise and worship? And how many of those words bring you down? They degrade you, they humiliate, they criticize, ignore you, discourage you. And chances are that most of the words you use that came to your mind are words that you heard someone say about you. Do any of these words come from your childhood before you were a Christian? Words have an everlasting effect. The Israelites entered the land of Canaan. Moses sent scouts from each tribe. They came back with their report. This was the land that God had promised to Abraham, the land of milk and honey. Numbers 14:36-8.
And the men whom Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land. Even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the sword before the Lord. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were of the men what went to search, who of the men that went to search the land with him.
Thank you. Now, do you remember when Joshua sent one man from each tribe to scout out the land that God had promised them, the land of milk and honey, the land that God said he would give them? And when they came back, of the 12 that went, only 2, Joshua and Caleb, stood by and said that the land is good, that it is what God gave them. The other 10 said, oh, there are giants there, it's scary, oh, it isn't this. And they turned many of the people away from wanting to go into the land. And so God became angry, and as his anger burned down and several were killed, he struck down several of the people. But all the rest of the people had to wander in the desert until that whole population of that time died. So for 40 years, they had to wander in the desert because of dissension, because people had talked against what God had told them. God takes his word very seriously. Proverbs 18:21.
The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruits.
The tongue has the power of life and death. We used to have a saying when I was young that said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. And that is so untrue. Because words will have a much more lasting effect. It takes 7 positive comments to counteract 1 negative. Has anyone ever praised you about all the things they like about you? And within that whole praise, there was one thing that was maybe not as nice as you would like to have had it. Out of all that long praise, what are you going to remember? Are you going to remember all of the good things, or are you going to remember the one thing that just wasn't all that good? And I gave a talk once, and all these women were saying, oh, how good it was. Good it was. One of them said, well, you know, you shouldn't have put in so many odds. That's all I remember. Psalm 15, 1 through 3.
Thank you. Some gave to the and asked for. For a bell never kisses me, sans attendre, qui demeure gratuit à mon cœur. Celui qui marche dans l'intégrité, qui pratique la justice, et qui dit la vérité selon son cœur. Il ne calomnie point avec sa langue, il ne fait point de mal à son semblable, et il ne jette point la preuve sur son prochain.
Thank you. Right, there were three things listed in that who may not dwell in God's sanctuary. Psalms
101:7.
No one who practices deceit. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Do we believe God? Do we fear the Lord enough to use all words wisely? Proverbs 20:19. Did I get that to someone? Proverbs 20:19. Turn your trumps against them and bring them to ruin. So, this reminds me of a false sign or a gossip. We are actually trying to injure someone else. Do you know what it means to fling something? It means to throw. It's like the mud plant. You have this mud and you throw it out. So your voice, your words, you're trying to actually put someone else down. Or you're trying to make them look bad in front of somebody else. But can you visualize if you're throwing a handful of mud, how much of that mud is going to come back on you? That's what our words do. We speak slanderous, it comes back on us. People are not going to trust you. They're not going to believe in things that you say if you're saying things like that to someone else. It's like you want to put a stick of dynamite under your neighbor's house, thinking that your house isn't going to be hurt or destroyed. But if I'm going to put a stick of dynamite over somebody's house that's right next to mine, I'm sure my house is going to be destroyed, damaged also. So remember, ladies, it's not the other only the other person that gets hurt. It's only them that gets hurt by what we say. My heart is the fountain of evil speaking. Matthew 15:18-19, Jeremiah 17:9, Proverbs 4:23, Proverbs 10:19. We go with our good verse again, Hebrews 4:12, Psalms 39:1-3, Matthew 12:34, and Proverbs 29:12. Psalms 39:1-3. And I think issues. People that I can't understand. I should say the long one, but I love listening to it. All right. Not if when we say from the heart of the is the fountain of evil speaking, we're not talking about the heart that pumps blood. We are talking about the part of us that makes us feel. It is what directs all of our emotions as well as all of our thoughts, intent, and actions. Yes, protect your heart. Protect who you are, your essence. And the only way to do that is to be in the Word, to let God define you.
The
heart is deceitful. Where do we get, who is the author of deceit? The devil, the demon. Yeah. So we really need to be careful. And I just cannot keep stressing, be in the Word, be in the Word, be in the Word. If you get nothing else out of this today, be in the Word of God. Proverbs 4:23. Unless it is the same thing, only a different translation. Mine says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Thank you. That works. Thank you. Guard your heart. It is the wellspring of life. The heart is where we speak.
Proverbs 10:19. When what are many, he is not absent. But he who holds his tongue.
Amen. Have you ever wished that you hadn't said so? And here's our Hebrews 4:12.
Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and it is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Thank you. The division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, it gives life. The word of God has power to change. And it may take quite a while for some of us to be able to change some of our speech, but start with one. Start with one thing that the Holy Spirit brings to your mind and pray about it. Ask God to show you words, to show you His word that will help you fight it and conquer it. David is said to be a man after God's own heart, but he had trouble. Psalms 39:1-3.
I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth as long as the wicked are in my presence. But when I was silent and still, not even saying anything good, my anguish increased. My heart grew hot within me, and as I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue.
Thank you. Can any of you relate to that? To somebody saying something, doing something, and you just sit there and it just builds and builds and builds, and all at once you just have to say something back. Well, David did, but David said it back to God. How many times do we say it back to a person and injure them and ourselves? God can take it. If you get upset, if something bothers you, go. Let God have it. He's fine with it. He'll direct you and tell you how to change it. He is not hurt by your words. He knows your words before they are even on your tongue. But just think, the power of this little 3-inch tongue can cut down a 6-foot man. Matthew 12:34.
Les pharisiens, ayant entendu cela dire, cet homme ne chasse les démons que par des princes des démons.
Okay. Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Our words reveal the state of our heart. And if we are not grounded in the word, our heart will look at us, will be us. Proverbs 29:11.
Les hommes mettent en dehors toute sa passion
We are able to be under control because we have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gives us His fruit. And one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. Do you pray that the Holy Spirit will help you in your self-control?
So Paul is put away.
Do any of you have any questions? So there is one thing I would like to cover yet, and it's the tongue used for praise and to curse. Should this be? James 3:9-12, please.
Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear only a grapevine? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water.
So we do not want to contradict our Christian. We can say that I'm a Christian, that I'm a believer, that I love the Lord, and then I turn around and start saying things that the Lord tells me not to say. So what am I really? We need to be constantly working on our spirit. And remember, God gave us two ears and one mouth. We should be listening twice as much as we speak. Thank you, baby.
So the computer that created all that was